Welcome to the Talk Poly to Me podcast, where we delve deep into the world of polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, sex positivity and more. I'm Rob.
And I'm Emma. Together we'll navigate the complexities and celebrate the beauty of loving multiple partners.
From sharing personal stories and experiences to discussing the importance of communication, trust and consent in polyamorous dynamics,
to exploring the spectrum of sexual encounters within ethical non-monogamy, we're here to spark meaningful conversations and provide insights into this ever-evolving lifestyle.
So, whether you're a seasoned poly pro or just curious about exploring new relationship paradigms, join us as we embark on a journey of discovery together.
Well, here we are. It's our first episode. Oh my God.
Yeah, welcome to the Talk Poly to Me episode one podcast. So it's a fairly sunny day here in the Staffordshire Moorlands where we both live.
You nearly said the town, didn't you?
I did. But I feel like at some point it might come up. But yeah, we don't live together. So it's probably a good opportunity to kind of go over the dynamic, really, of this. So
yeah, I guess maybe explain to the listeners a little bit about each of ourselves and how we have kind of come into polyamory.
Yeah, sounds good.
I guess, and what the differences are, like where we are on our journey, maybe. Like, I guess that would probably be a good
sounds good. Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm Emma, obviously.
You didn't get that from the beginning. So we are, I'd say we're friends.
Yeah.
We're poly pals, as poly I like pals. To call it. The poly pals.
Yes.
I've kind of coined that saying, poly pals. So, we're not partners.
No. We met a couple of months ago now.
A couple of months ago,
yes, yeah. But also, I think there's a thing in the poly world of labelling or not labelling things, to be fair. And sometimes I think we can get too hung up on the labels of what are we and what are we not.
Oh, yeah.
It's like totally. We just get on, don't we? We hang out and we vibe and that's all good.
Yeah, exactly. We get on. I think we kind of started off ideally with the romantic frame of mind, possibly the way to put it. We met up, we had a date, and it was all good. It was just good vibes and all that. Mm. But we were just like, why put a label on it? Let's just see. Let's just see where things go. That's kind of the joy of poly, pretty much. The joy of having that flexibility where potentially, going back to my mono days, can't really speak for yourself, but my mono days of, it's not really, it's more of a taboo for a male and female to be friends.
Yeah.
And not to be kind of jealousy from partners and stuff like that. So
Nice. I think there's definitely an overhang somewhere in there, isn't there, about that? And people are like, oh, you've got a male friend and you don't sleep with him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, or you do sleep with him.
Or you do sleep with him.
You know, it's like, there isn't that. Who says what the rules are?
Exactly. That's it. I mean, yeah, I think a lot of people, especially in kind of poly, E&M, C&M kind of lifestyle, they do like to have a kind of the names and all that. But I think it's just more that people in general, don't they, as humans, kind of like to know where...
Which box do I fit in?
Which box do I fit in? Mm-hmm. Where is, for those that are seasoned poly pros, you probably kind of fully understand what we're saying. It's kind of... It's a grey area and you can escalate and de-escalate your relationships, your friendships, your partnerships and stuff like that. So,
and for people that are quite new to it, I would say that you can worry about where do I fit? Am I hierarchical? Am I non-hierarchical? Am I just E&M? Am I poly even? Like, what are the differences? There's so much that we could talk about even in this first episode, I think. But I think maybe telling the listeners a little bit about our backstories would be a good...
Yeah.
A good idea, because like Bob, you're quite new to polyamory.
I am new to polyamory,
and I'm a bit more, as you call it, a seasoned pro.
Seasoned poly pros, we're going to call them seasoned poly pros
at this point. And I mean, I haven't been doing it for a long, 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 long time. There are many more people out there in the world that have been doing this far longer than I have. But I guess that where to begin, I've always kind of had that feeling, like I've said to you before, I've always known I had the ability to love more than one person. in my life. And that has been prevalent throughout my teens. I had relationships with multiple people. I think it's a bit more accepted then to kind of do that, and you can sleep around, and, you know, and no one really makes a big deal of you like having a few different partners. And it wasn't labeled as poly as such. And I just enjoyed not being tied down to any one specific person, I guess. But then moving on, I guess I had partners. I kind of moved into monogamy unconsciously because I, like society, I guess, you know, you do the norms. Even though I knew inside that I had that ability, I just didn't really know where to kind of look as I got older. And then I had children and all of the rest of it. And it was kind of, there was just this whole kind of part of me that I think probably got pushed away into a box for a little while.
Yeah. Totally.
But for want of a better word. And then I did the whole getting married and having kids thing. Mm-hmm. And my ex-partner at the time, they are my ex now still, obviously, but they knew going into the relationship that I was poly. But they didn't, and I didn't feel the need to expand on that, because as we've said before, you can be poly and only have one partner.
Yeah,
it's like being bisexual and only having a boyfriend at the time, or only having a girlfriend. You can be poly and just have one partner. And for me, I was poly, but I was perfectly happy living with my husband, having my children, doing that. And there wasn't this great need for me to be like, I must find somebody else.
No. Completely agree. So, thanks for sharing that, Emma. So myself, I'm fresh out of, well, not literally fresh out of the box now, but I'm only months into practicing poly, is probably the best way to put it. So, quick, like, timeline. So I started all my adulting when I was just 21. Met somebody, got married, had a kid. Didn't get forced into the marriage so much as kind of pressured a little bit from both sets of families, my parents and her parents. And I kind of knew nothing else. I knew nothing about poly, E&M, or anything like that. All I knew or heard of is the whole swinging lifestyle. That was very much the 70s and 80s, throw some car keys into a bowl. You know, that type of thing. But maybe not so consensual for the females, stereotypically. But yeah, that's pretty much all I knew. And I knew nothing else. So it was only, I've been married for a few years. I think we're probably going back to probably good 10 years ago that I fell in love with someone else whilst married. Another female came along that I happened to work with, and I fell in love with her. And it was really, really odd and peculiar for me, because I love both his people. I love my now ex-wife, so I love my wife at the time, and then this new person came along. And for me, it was really, really tough, because I had no idea that polyamory or anything like that was even going to be a possibility. I hadn't heard of any of this kind of lifestyle in the slightest. And I had a choice of, do I stick with my marriage and leave, well, not leave the other person, but, you know, not make anything happen with this other person? Do I leave my marriage with the possibility that me and this other woman were going to be able to make it work?
Or do you have both?
Or do I stay married and have an affair? And that was, you know, because that was back then, that's the only options I knew. You know, I didn't know that. I just felt like a dirty cheater for the fact that I kept not wanting to cheat, but wanting the cake and eating it too. So I took the first choice. I didn't start anything with this woman, and I kept my marriage going. Ironically, the marriage didn't last, you know, much more after that, because that kind of did shake the marriage up quite a bit, because I came clean and was like, I kind of got feelings for this person. I don't really know, you know, I'm not going to act on it, you know. And it took a massive hit for my mental health, because I felt like I was a cheater. We then get divorced. I then end up going from mono relationship to mono relationship. Normally it went along the lines of, I would meet someone, I'd date them, I'd get a relationship with them. I'd meet someone else, and I would either end the relationship myself, the one I'm in, to go with a new person, or I would sabotage that relationship I'm in so that they would break up with me to give me the chance to be with someone else. And that happened for many years. I'd go from relationship to relationship because that's just kind of the way it kind of worked out.
And that was a pattern.
That was a pattern.
Makes sense.
But yeah, because I was not going to cheat on any of them in the slightest.
And did you ever talk to them about the possibility of opening up?
No, because once again, I didn't even know that was even going to be a conversation that could happen.
Did you know that that was a thing, though? Did you know poly existed?
No, not at all.
Idea. Didn't have a clue.
Absolutely no idea. Until my last big relationship that I had, where I had my second child, that I stumbled across polyamory.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of researching it and stuff like that. I was like, actually, this answers so many questions for me.
Did all the lights come on?
Literally, all the lights come on. And I was like,
what is this magical thing?
Yeah. And I was like, Rob, you're not a fucking asshole. You're not a cheating scumbag. Who,
you're quite normal for having these feelings.
Exactly. Of having, you know, more than one, loving more than one person. Mm-hmm. It's not even about the sexual thing. It's just more loving, having a relationship, that intimacy.
Yeah.
In and out of the bedroom with more than one person.
Yeah.
So I tried to open up the dialogue, the conversation with my ex-partner.
Mm-hmm.
That conversation went, I think I am polyamorous, and they went, I'm not happy with that, get out of my house.
Mm.
I think the conversation lasted less than 5 minutes. That was it. Yeah. There was no conversation.
No, there was no conversation.
At all.
I think it's interesting how you can come into it, though, as well. So, like, obviously, I was with my ex-husband. We did the swinging thing for a while.
Yeah.
We did all of that. And for me, it was the swinging that then opened up for me those doors again of being like, this is fun. I enjoy this. I'm quite openly sexual. We'll get into that in later episodes. Obviously, I'm quite proud of who I am as a person, and I don't hide the fact that I enjoy sex. It's like, so that was fun. We were doing that. And then I was kind of like, yeah, this is all good. But you know what? There's something missing here for me. I want that extra level of connection with people.
Yes.
And I think those were difficult conversations to have because the person that I was with, like my ex-husband, he was just wasn't happy with, I guess, it's not he wasn't happy. He just couldn't get his head into a space of, but why am I not enough for you?
That's
you know,
it, yeah.
And I'm sure that you had that too. And it's like, this is not about someone not being enough. It is about my heart is so big. I've got so much love to give that I want to share it with more than one person. And how can any one human ever meet all of our needs? You know,
totally.
I know that you agree with me on that. And it's
100%.
They can't. And so it makes so much sense to me that we would have multiple people in our lives to help us facilitate living the best lives that we can possibly live.
Yeah, totally. You totally. I completely, completely agree. And since I have come out as poly, because, you know, after having that conversation, that scared the shit out of me.
Mm.
And I was like, fuck, okay, going back into my little mono box.
Mm.
So I went and I dated mono for the last 2 and a bit years. Gone exactly the same pattern. No matter what I did, no matter how much I tried, no matter who the person was that I was meeting, somebody else would come along and I'd go, I feel a really good connection with this person.
And I want them as well.
And I want them.
As
well as. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, beginning of this year, so back in January 2024, I had just ended the last of my mono relationships. Mm-hmm. I remember, you know, I sat at home and I was just scrolling through YouTube, like you usually do, just doom scrolling and such. And one of the old TED Talk videos I was watching on polyamory popped up. It was like there was something that was just like, right, Rob, I'm going to have to. The universe was like, Rob, I'm literally going to push this in front of your face. Literally. Because, I'm a reef keeper. I love marine fish. So that's what a lot of my YouTube playlists are about. And then suddenly this poly video just comes straight up and I'm just like, fuck yes,
like it was meant to be.
I was like, oh my god, like it was like with an ex-partner. It was all that love and all that new energy, a new, you know, new relationship energy came out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And that was it. I was like, you know what? I'm going to take the fucking plunge. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it, man. Yeah. I think, and do you know, and I'm so glad that you did, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be in my life.
Oh, no, yeah.
You
no,
know, exactly, like we never would have met.
I've, you know, it's only been a few months, but the amount of lives that I've been in, you know, I have. Yeah. Lives, beds, same difference. No, not quite that bad.
We're not all sluts, I promise.
not all. No.
No, I get what you mean. I do. I understand. Because it is when you can fully be your authentic self,
yeah,
right? It feels amazing.
100%.
It does, doesn't it? And it's like, I chose to make that decision that, you know, this was who I am. And I had a difficult conversation with my ex-husband. I'm not able to put this back into a box.
Yeah.
I can't do that. This is me.
Yeah, yeah.
If you're not okay with that, this has to finish.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was probably one of the hardest decisions of my life, ending that relationship. It was a long relationship. It was like 13, 14 years. We had kids. Mm. You know, it was soul-destroying in some ways. But on the flip side, I met this wonderful guy who was also going through some stuff, and we now nest together. We have a home. We're non-hierarchical, so we have, like, we live a poly life, and there's been ups, there's been downs, that's poly, right?
Yeah.
But if I hadn't have been brave and made that choice back in 2021, I wouldn't be where I am now. We wouldn't be doing this podcast.
Nope.
You know, and so sometimes you have to make the hard choice for the right reasons.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably one of the biggest takeaways that I would say to anybody that is listening. It's like, if you feel like you can't do it because of X or Y or Z, you've got to not listen to those voices, and you kind of have to just push forward and trust that if it feels right in your gut and it feels right inside, it's the right thing to do.
100%. I mean, I don't really like the saying trust the process, but it is very much that. If you are sat on the fence, you're sat on the border, not knowing which way to go, I'd say just
jump.
Just jump.
Yeah.
Just jump.
Just
don't,
jump.
Yeah, just don't, you know, don't jump into a ring of fire, because there's ways to do it, you know.
Do your research.
Do your research. And
know what you're getting yourself into.
Yeah, yeah. And if you aren't poly, or if you've got Facebook, get yourself on the private polyamorous or E&M, C&M groups.
Yes.
Because you will not be an outsider. You will not be the only one.
No.
Because there are so many people that are in these groups wanting to do their research and talk to some real life poly, you know, people, real life pollisters.
Pollisters. Is that a word?
It is now.
Essentially, that's what you did.
Yep.
And I guess in a way, I kind of came from society's viewpoint, a monogamous setup, because I was married and I left the marriage.
Yes, yes.
And then, but I'd always identified as poly, even throughout that entire relationship. True. So to me, I wasn't monogamous and opening up. I was reclaiming.
Poly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Reclaiming of the poly ship.
The reclaiming of the poly ship. Yeah. I want to make like some kind of spaceship noise now, like coming in, but yeah.
Reclaim the poly.
Yeah, like, literally, yeah. The coven of poly ship.
And I feel like the way that I describe it, and I've spoken about this like with my my nesting partner, and the way that we both describe it is becoming our true selves.
Yeah, yeah.
We both left long-term marriages and things where we could not be our true selves.
Yeah.
And then coming together allowed us to make those hard choices that are now enabling us to live the lifestyles that we want to live.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that's the kind of the angle that I look at it from. And I think that if you are coming into this from a solo point of view as well, like yourself.
Yeah, I'm solo poly.
Because you ended those relationships, you did your work, you did your research, you looked into it all, and you had a clue. You knew what you wanted, you know? Yeah. And I know you're still discovering, there's lots and lots to learn. But it's like, one of the reasons that I was like attracted to you and to your character was like, I was talking to you and you were like, you just knew and you were like, yeah, I'm this and this and this and this and haven't got this much experience here, but I know what I want and what I'm looking for.
Oh, 100%. Well, I say 100%. Yeah, I mean, at the moment, because I am still new, fresh out of the box, I have an idea of how I would like my poly relationship, my poly life to look. And that is, as a solo poly, as non-hierarchy and completely non-hierarchy, in the fact that I, at this moment in time, can't imagine myself having a nesting partner, having a anchor partner, you know, like you and your partner have got. Yeah, I just can't imagine that. But that's not to say that down the line, that doesn't then evolve into something else. But right now, you know, this is what I'm going into, and it makes life easier because when I'm speaking to new people, I'm like, here's my rules, here's my agenda. I'm not looking for any hierarchy, you know. I'm not looking to
make a primary.
Yeah. I'm not looking to be.
No one's going to be as important at the top.
Yeah. Exactly. All my partners, you know, are as important as the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Completely, you know. Time might, you know, time I can put might be different, but it's quality, not quantity, which I know you've heard the last couple of weeks a lot from your partner, which I'm sure we'll go into down the road.
It's fascinating. But like you said before, you were talking about like that anchor partner and the different terms. There are so many different terms, and so much we could talk about in different episodes. But what I would say is, again, to be aware that you can nest with someone and they're not be hierarchy.
Yes.
Like I do with my partner. Yeah. We don't have a hierarchy just because we nest together. When we first opened up, we were living pretty hierarchical, but then things changed over the past year and it's evolved. And there's been some difficult conversations. I'm not going to lie. But there's been some amazing times as well, you know? And so I think that if people go into this with their eyes wide open, and don't think that it is going to be an easy ride from the outset, you can't go wrong. And then that sounds like we're not selling it, and we're kind of like, oh, poly is really difficult. And,
oh, it is.
And but you know what, guys? It's fucking hard sometimes, but it's also the best thing I have ever done for myself in my whole life. I just want to sing at you guys, and I'm not going to, but because of the name of our podcast. I just want to be like, Tom Pally sent me, do, 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 do. And that's how I wanted to sort all these episodes, but Bob said no, which was a bit mean. And we'd have the whole like issue with like copyright and stuff like that, wouldn't we?
Exactly. What's like your top three pieces of advice that you could give to anyone new?
Ooh, good question. Don't come into it blind.
Like, so do your research.
Do your research. No.
Ask, talk to people.
Yeah. Communicate. If you've got another partner.
Yeah.
Communicate. That is the biggest, probably the biggest thing before research, actually. And number three would be have fun.
Yes.
Actually, I think have fun. Don't try to take it all so seriously. Like this life, we only get one life. And it's meant to be enjoyed. And if you are opening yourself up to this world, you're opening yourself up to a whole world of fun.
Oh, a hell lot of fun.
Yeah.
And love.
Yes, love.
And love. Like, and it sounds so cheesy.
It does.
But yeah, that's... I say, my top three would be... So it's got to be communication. If you cannot communicate, you don't stand a fucking chance in this world. You just don't. Mm-hmm. If you cannot communicate effectively... Yeah, you're going to go down in a blaze of fire.
Glory.
It's not going to glory.
Yeah, no, fire.
Don't fire. Communicate, you're fucked, mate. It's probably the best way to put it. Second one is just enjoy. Enjoy the experience. Enjoy the experience. Go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a third one would be...
Get Google Calendar.
Yeah, get a shared Google Calendar. Hell yeah. Literally, we'll have to go into our calendars. They are horrendous. Yeah. So communicate, and then if in doubt, communicate again. Have fun. Go with the flow, enjoy it, and get a shared calendar. Google, Apple, whatever you want. Yeah, definitely. Cool, right? So I think we'll wrap that one up here.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys want to get in touch, we will be setting up our social media. Put Poly to Me will be the tagline. Not quite sure, but we will put it into the show notes below once we've got all that set up.
Yes. And bear with us, guys, because like I said, this is our first one. But we hope that you've enjoyed it, and we will see you again really soon. Bye.
Bye.